For almost 70 years, schools of the air have been teaching some of Australia's most geographically isolated children. Families living on remote cattle and sheep stations have always been the backbone of many of these schools. But School of the Air principals in Western Australia say fewer families are living on pastoral stations these days and student numbers are dropping. Fewer children means less funding. Parents in some remote areas are worried about students missing out. Rachel Carbonell reports from the Kimberley.
It's four-year-old Ollie Laverty's turn to do show and tell with her Kimberley School of the Air kindergarten class.
And for the last couple of days before that, there was other kids, and then before that, there was other kids.
She's excited because besides her older brother Jack, there are no other children where she lives. Mum, Barb McKimmy, says the family moved from regional New South Wales to the Kimberley for work.
We turned their lives upside down. We travelled to the other side of the country about as far as we could possibly get, and they left all their friends behind and their house.
But School of the Air has helped the kids maintain a sense of community.
Yeah, well, they definitely have their class and they have an assembly every Friday and they sing the national anthem and they do a welcome to country. They give out awards at the assembly and kids get to present something if they like, read a poem or read something that they've done that week.
Enrolments at Schools of the Air like this one have been falling in recent years. Principal at the Kimberley School, Paul Noble, says it's being driven largely by changes in the workforce on the region's pastoral stations.
The example I use quite often is, you know, 10, 15 years ago, the head stockman would have been a married man, 35, 36 years old with a wife and three or four children all at school. Well, the head stockman now on many occasions is a young guy in his early to middle 20s, you know.
Joe Camilleri is another Kimberley parent.
I mean, in the time that my children were at School of the Year, our enrolment numbers halved from when we began the journey to when we finished. And I think we've been feeling that across the board, particularly in Western Australia at our Schools of the Year. It hasn't just been limited to the Kimberley.
Last year in Western Australia, the state government dropped plans to close the schools after strong opposition from remote communities. But National President of the Isolated Children's Parents Association, Alana Moller, says if enrolments keep falling, so will the funding.
What came out of the Western Australia issue is numbers. So, you know, whether they've got enough population in the remote areas to keep the schools afloat and whether, you know, and viable in the government eyes.
Enrolment trends are different in different parts of the country and not all schools of the air are suffering from declining numbers. Kimberley School Principal Paul Noble says for the families that use it, the service is critical.
The pastoral industry and the families involved in the pastoral industry are still the backbone of our school. We draw people from other areas as well. We've got people in roadhouses, we've got people that are in national parks, park rangers, we've got scientists and a couple of Indigenous communities.
Ollie, what did you make last week down here out of the recycling box?
It's a reptile park. Snakes, lizards, frogs.
For Barb McKimmy and her family back at Mornington Sanctuary, living here is an education in itself.
We do a lot of learning that's outside of the school-based learning that we do. Because of where we are, the kids get to go out and they've been on some trapping things and catching turtles and just the offhand learning they get of being around people who are doing all sorts of different things.
But their local School of the Air remains a precious resource.
Rachel Carbonell reporting, and you can hear more about that family's experience of moving to the Kimberley and starting School of the Air on Life Matters.